Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Afternoon to the East Coast. It is Saturday. In the room today is producer Zach.
Oh, hi there.
Screwed him up.
As you can see, I'm not ready.
That's right. We got Steve Silva.
I'm here by the skin of my teeth.
And of course, join us online is Amber Ash McCary.
Amber!
All right.
Wow. Thank you, Zoom.
Here we are. Oh, this is going to be an exciting show, I can tell already. We're all on it.
And I am Sean.
I know, right?
And I am Sean Roberts, and together we are your Weekly Dose podcast. As always, we're streaming to you live here from Orange County, California, every Saturday.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us this day and every Saturday as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame this summer. We have news on this.
Yes, we do, guys. So, yeah, absolutely.
Just remember to follow Mark and Brian, R-H-O-F, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I got how you can help them get into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yep,
now, Steve.
And for those of you who have recently followed us, we want to thank you so much for joining our family. We're so glad you're listening to the show and everything. We're very, very appreciative of this. We got a cool show for you guys today. Basically, we're going to be all over the place. We'll be talking to you about how to get Mark and Brian into the Radio Hall of Fame this year. We got a Mark and Brian past moment. We do some catching up. We'll be talking earthquakes. We got lockdown pick-me-ups. The passing of the great Jerry Stiller. We got Sea Monkey trivia for you and the top 10 biopics of movies of all time. So there we go.
And don't forget, you can interact with the show. Am I on? I can't hear. I'm having trouble here. Okay, here we go. You can interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook, or you can even email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. That's dot com.
Click us.
So anyway, okay, so the theme for today was Knock on Wood by Wilson Pickett, and the reason why we chose that song was because it is National Love a Tree Day.
Tree lover.
So, yeah, that's right.
Love
tree huggers.
So,
Wilson Pickett, I think, is one of the best singers that we've had coming out of the 60s, you know, leaving the 50s, going into the 60s.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
There's so many different songs of his that, I don't know, how do you say it,
Well, he really works the song and makes it his own, and
yeah,
he uses the medium to express how he feels through a song rather than just trying to sing a song better than someone else.
Ooh, I like it.
That's Wilson Pickett.
You can feel those emotions.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
He emoted.
He really does. So don't forget, you can always get any of the artists that we play here on Your Weekly Dose, especially Wilson Pickett, from our sponsor, which is Amazon. That's the segue I'm looking for.
Oh, yes. Nowadays, more and more people are shopping online, like all of us who are quarantined in our dang houses still. And there's no better place to shop online than Amazon.
That's right,
maybe
Amber.
Amazon tattoo.
You know, Amber, they have everything. So you can, yeah, you can get what you want by shopping on Amazon. But here's the kicker. Please remember to use our banner.
Yep. All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com. Click on our Amazon banner and bookmark it. And that way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link. By doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
Plus, you get all your shopping done with no big crowds. Or if you're like me and you don't have a car, or if you have other troubles getting out to do your shopping, Amazon is right there at your fingertips to help you out. They even deliver your groceries for you.
So if you're going to do all of your shopping online, there's only one place to do it, and it is go to yourweeklydose.com, go to our website, click our Amazon banner, then go shop on Amazon. There's an order to this.
Well, remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history. Where does that come from? I hear it all the time at the end of the...
What do you hear?
That... Ba-da!
Oh.
You just played...
It's called sound effects, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
That's the feeling I feel when I buy something on Amazon.
That's the feeling I feel after I take a good pee.
So usually we hear, shut up and take my money.
Well, here it is.
Shut up and take my money!
Oh, okay. Now I'm back on track.
Fixing the bugs in the board. It's one of those days. Yeah.
There's bugs in the board.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bugs in the board today.
It's okay.
It's just one of those days, and that's okay. You know, that's what doing the show live is all about.
And you know what? I told Steve, did we not predict this was going to happen in the car?
Yes, we did.
And see?
We did.
We were right.
And it's totally.
So it's there.
Then it's you guys' fault for your negative thoughts. That's what happened.
No.
Negativity.
It was not negative. No, it was not negativity. It was prophesizing. Yeah. There's a difference.
If Tina's listening, she's shaking her head.
That's fine. Talk to me about it on the first.
Oh, my God. You know, when you see a car heading full speed into a wall, you can kind of predict what's going to happen.
What?
Come on.
Well, if you're a blind guy, you can't predict anything.
That's true.
Touche.
Yeah.
How about new?
Well, anyway, guys, listen, we need now to get Mark and Brian into the Radio Hall of Fame, and it's now time to do that. So here's how to do it.
Yes.
Snappy music.
Going to Vegas? Oh, no, we can't go there. It's a ghost town.
No, it's slowly opening up, they say. Slowly.
All right, guys, here are the instructions for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for Mark and Brian. What you want to do is go to the website, radiohalloffame.com. Next thing you need to do is click on 2020 submission. Then you go to fill in the personality information. In the box for first name, you enter Mark Thompson. In the box for the last name, you enter Brian Phelps. It's pretty easy. Then you go down to the program name and you enter the Mark and Brian Show. Then for brief bio and personality program, this is the fun part. Basically, you guys get to let the Radio Hall of Fame know why you are suggesting or nominating Mark and Brian. You have 500 works maximum on this, so you can say anything you like on why they should be nominated. For industry affiliation, enter Mark and Brian Listener, then enter your email and your phone number with area code and hit submit button. We have 1 week because it closes Friday, May 22nd. So get to nominating right away as quick as you can and spread the word.
God, it's that quick.
Yes.
Zach.
And there you go, guys. That's how to get Mark and Brian into the Radio Hall of Fame this year. Now, to kind of show you guys, especially those on the East Coast who are not familiar with Mark and Brian, these are two guys who came out of Birmingham, Alabama. They were put together because a mutual friend of theirs basically needed a radio program. It took a little while to get these two men together, but when they did, it almost sounded like as if they'd been together for a number of years. In reality, they were actually only together for about 3 weeks before they went on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, their friendship grew over the years. They moved from Birmingham to L.A. They were number one in both markets and pretty much then just kind of took off from there. Well, today's past moment that we want to share for you, this is a little bit of a long one. Normally we do something about 5 minutes long or so. This is going to be about double that because there's certain times, just certain things that happen in each other's lives, basically, and they talk about it on the air. Well, this particular bit that we're going to play you basically is something that happened over a weekend where Mark Thompson basically what he was doing was visiting a friend in jail. He forgot some packages that were left in by somebody's desk, one of the police officer's desk, I believe. He realized he forgot them and then decided to go back over the little gate and retrieve the items. And, of course, the police officers there didn't know who he was. Guns were drawn.
Oh.
He was arrested and put in jail. So, Brian did not know this until he got back, as Brian went away for a quick little vacation on for Vegas for the weekend. Didn't watch any news until that Monday morning.
Oh, no.
This is also during the time when I believe O.J. Simpson's trial was kind of going on also. So Brian did the voice of Kato Kaelin on this, as well as another caller calling in to help Mark. So here is Mark goes to jail.
Like you were stepping over a dog run. You know what? That is exactly what I was doing. It was my, you know, they were reacting to somebody who stepped into a secured area.
Don't do that.
Yeah, good not to. Yeah. Learn that if you would. Who vaulted a counter at the Santa Clarita Sheriff Station, landing in a secured office area, mm-hmm. Los Angeles County Sheriff's official said. Mark Thompson, 39. Ain't no 40 on that.
See, that's the only thing he told him. He's got six guns pointing at him. He's like, make sure he, at 39. Make sure they know that.
Mark Thompson of the Mark and Brian show was cited and released. I was never charged mm-hmm. with whatever. They gave me a ticket on a misdemeanor charge of trespassing.
Now, let me read this next one.
All right.
Because I love this. Next paragraph. Quote, I've been in the sheriff's department for 21 years and had never seen anyone leap the counter.
I leaped nothing. I didn't leap. I can't leap. I'm 39. I'm incapable of leaping.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me move some of these papers out of the way. Why don't you step on back and show us? This is about the same size of thing you're talking about. Show us how. This is about a counter size.
I can't.
Come on, leap over this.
There's no way I can't.
Now, come on, do it like you did.
I promise you, I don't have the capability.
Come on, do it. Do it jailbird-like.
I'll show you what it did do.
Mm-hmm.
Put this down here like this right here. In fact, that's even taller than it was. And I went, oh, God, I forgot it. Freeze!
With your other leg sticking up like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. You tried to. So
I just think you're being modest, partner.
Mm.
I think you're being modest. What we work in front of, this board, why don't you step on back and leap over for it? No, I'm serious.
I don't have the capability.
I think we'd all like to see it.
I'm sure you would.
We would.
I ain't got it
You're
for
just
you.
Being too modest.
It ain't in
You
me.
Are.
I ain't got
Come
it.
Come on, do it like the ex-con you are.
I can't.
Come on, fling on over here.
It ain't in there.
Come on, Mr. Pokey. Tell you what, we'll get a shirt and take a magic marker and write some numbers on it. Maybe that'll inspire you.
It'll make me feel more at home.
Yeah, come on.
It'll make me feel better
come
about
on.
It. Now, did I mention that when I stepped my first leg over and was lifting the other, that the lady, I saw her down the hallway with the stuff and she was bringing it to me?
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention that
no.
on that last round? Okay,
uh-uh.
As I was stepping over, she did. She realized I'd forgotten it. And she was on her way down the hallway with the stuff in her hands,
mm-hmm.
bringing it to me. And in the middle of her walking down, the guy yells, freeze, and she stepped to the side.
No reason for you to leap.
Oh, God. Mm. So it was one really big misunderstanding.
Boy, I've heard that before. You hear that from all them ex-cons.
I know you
don't
do,
you?
Don't you?
Yeah.
You absolutely do.
I didn't do it.
But now, actually, it was back on the news
What'd
this
you
morning.
What say, Birdman?
I said it was back on the news this morning, and they actually did say that he apparently had forgotten something and was going back to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad they said that.
Now, when they took you to that, cell, mm-hmm. was it just like what we see in the TV with the open toilet right there?
Sure, yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
So you got your cot and you got your toilet right
sure.
open like that?
Yeah.
Well, when I heard the story, I kind of figured, well, you know, well, that's one good thing about it, because you love taking a crap in front of people. We found that out on the show before, your family, and so you're kind of used to that. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt right at home in there, boy. Yeah.
Listen, and we're all just poking fun at you, but from what we understand, that's not the only thing that's been poked at you the last couple of days.
Thank God. Boy, he's having a good time. Enjoy yourself.
In fact, might be a new feature on the program. I'll give you a few minutes to think about it, if you'd like, but we could have the jail critic. We could actually, it's a show, and you can star.
Go to different facilities.
You can actually critique jail.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
it was a
food, how many plies of toilet paper, that kind of thing.
This was actually a very clean facility.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Dinner arrived right at 5.
How was that dinner? How was the dinner?
One of the inmates was bringing around beans and wieners and a piece of toast and juice. And
beans and wieners.
Yeah, it was a big slab of beans and then one wiener just stuck in it and a piece of wheat.
Maybe that's what Skeeter was talking about. That wiener. Yeah.
And luckily, I got out before dinner time was actually brought about. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to deal with it.
I know you have a more sophisticated palate than I do, but actually, that sounds pretty good.
I know it did.
I like wieners.
I know you do.
I like beans and wieners.
And I'm sure it was fine eating. Mm-hmm. I really lost my appetite.
Okay.
Somewhere along in that process there. Yeah, just lost my appetite.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and continue this. Big happens this week. Where's my briefcase? Okay, good.
End of the Mark and Brian program.
By the way, this is the 4476-2911 and Brian show.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome in.
And thanks for being here, because I'm glad you're here, because this really is convenient for all of us. We were thinking about some personalized license plates, so
right.
Let's just, if we could just take the order now. Arlo, would you, I mean, he's right here. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, give him.
Please.
Oh, I need some.
All right.
I tell you, why don't you work up what you need, and we'll just hand it to him before he goes home.
Yeah, could you if you
okay.
would?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I get here from a listener, Mark and Brian, a get out of jail free.
See?
Got that. And then here I have a write-up on like a movie poster. Convict Pictures presents Jailhouse Jock, starring Jason Tyler as Mark Thompson.
Jason Tyler.
This movie is rated I for incarcerated. God. Jeez, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Boy, you know, today we're not going to have a lot of time to work on tomorrow's show, because, you know, you're going to be out there on the side of the roads picking up all that trash. So. But we'll drive by, give you some lemonade or something.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Really do thank you for it. Hello?
Hello, this is Cato Kalin.
Hey, Cato.
Is there a Mr. Thompson there, please?
Yes, this is Mr. Thompson.
Yes, Mr. Thompson, yes. This is Cato Kalin.
Hi, Cato.
Listen, I heard about what happened to you, and I was just wondering if I could maybe offer you an alibi. I could think of something like, no, I definitely remember you leaping over a counter, but that was 45 minutes earlier and happened in a bathhouse in the valley. How's that?
Oh, that's really not what I was looking for.
No?
No.
How about a McDonald's then, maybe? They have a counter there.
No.
How about a veterinarian's office in Skokie? Whatever you like.
Listen, I appreciate it. You know what?
I'll give you an alibi.
Yeah, I thank you for it.
Well, if you change your mind, you can reach me on the set of either The Watcher, High Tide, or Medicine Ball.
Got a busy day, do you, Cato?
Or my latest project, which is a made-for-TV movie about my story. It's called, well... Okay, why not? That's just the working title.
Yeah, I understand. Well, listen, Katie, you're very
They're thinking
kind.
About calling it Me Bought Star.
Now, listen, you're very kind to offer the
alibi. Right. Okay.
I don't think I'll be needing them, though.
All right. Well, I'm here if you need me.
Thank you, Cato.
All right.
Very kind of you to call,
okay.
man.
Okay.
Listen, we'll see you soon.
Okay, buddy.
So long, Cato.
Hey, dude.
Cato, Caitlin, offering his service. It's very nice of him.
Oh, yeah. Nice of him.
Call up and offer the program there.
Oh,
I
don't.
I vaulted a counter. How many of these do we have left to go? God. Hello?
Yes. My name is Barry Nish.
Yes, Barry.
I'm the West Coast Vice President of Promotions for Soap on a Rope. If you're unfamiliar with Soap on a Rope, it's the soap that's attached to a rope.
Right, I've heard of that.
So that you can hang around your neck in the shower.
Right.
This conveniently guards against dropping the soap.
Right.
And avoiding the bending over process. Anywho, I've been authorized by the Soap on the Rope head office to offer you a 1-year contract to be our spokesperson for Soap on a Rope.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no. You have my word. This is an ironclad contract, so there's no fear in getting the shaft.
I appreciate that. It's very nice of you to call and make that offer.
Well, we just think you're perfect for it.
Thank you very much. No, I can certainly see the uses of it, having that soap around your rope.
It's a wonderful product.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably be a fine spokesman for it. But let me just pass on this particular point in time.
All right.
Very kind of you to call and offer that, though,
remember
sir.
The name.
I will.
What's my name?
I don't remember.
Barry Nish.
Barry Nish. Barry. We'll be buzzing you back if I change my mind for some reason.
I'm the West Coast Vice President of Promotions for Soap on the Rope.
Right, we did hear that.
We're very interested in having you as our spokesperson.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
I want to see you do this.
I'm sure you do.
Do it jailbird-like. Hop on up. Woo! Woo! Come on. Woo! Come on. Woo! Woo! Come on.
How was I sounding in the cell?
Huh?
How was I sounding in the cell with
you?
Listen, I got some friends, you know, downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Treat me right. Come over and call me Daddy.
Man.
Did that this weekend.
Okay. All right.
Daddy! 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 Oh, God! Oh! 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 Oh!
I got to tell you, Rich was there. He saw the whole thing, and he waited the entire time for me to come out. 2 hours later, out I walk. I walked right back to the same counter I was before I kind of hopped over the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Rich scoots over close to me, and he just says to me at a above a whisper, "They screw you?" That was his first comment.
Oh, no.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back momentarily.
Hey! Oh!
We'll give you a couple steps back. You can start from there, and then just take a running start and just hop on up. Leap over this counter.
Don't make me get my witness. I'll call my witness.
This is like 4 feet.
Witness will tell you what went on.
It's about the same size as the counter.
Stood and watched it all.
Mm-hmm. All right, leap, buddy.
I ain't got no leaping in me.
Get some air.
I ain't capable. At no point did my feet leave the ground.
Hip.
I stepped over.
Hip.
I forgot.
Hip.
My friend's stuff.
Hip.
I was just going back
to
get it.
I'm hipping you. Hip. Hip. It's what them circus people do.
I got no hipping for you.
Hip.
I didn't leap.
Come on,
I didn't
being hit.
Jump. I didn't vault.
Hip.
I stepped over the gate into a secured area. Okay. All right. And I froze. Buddy, when I hear the word freeze, get your hands up. I froze. Put my hands up.
And up.
And as I was stepping over, I saw the lady sergeant bringing me the stuff that I had left. She realized I forgot it, and she was bringing it to me.
Hip.
Of course, y'all don't want to hear this, do you?
No.
You don't want to hear the true story. You want to hear me with a knife between my teeth, diving over the counter, going in to get my buddy!
Sergeant Rick Don't tells us the truth.
That's what you want to hear.
Yep.
I ain't got it for you.
Yep.
The boring truth is, I'm an idiot, and I forgot the stuff, and I was going back to get it, and I happened to step into a restricted area.
Come on, man.
I ain't got it for you.
Here, maybe this will help. Okay?
Hey, look here.
All right, maybe this will help.
It doesn't help me at all because I stepped.
Drum roll.
Come on.
Oh, God. So good. So good. I've been searching for that in my files, and I finally found it on a CD disc.
Uh-huh.
And
my God.
And this is the edited version. You know, so I edited it down and everything. But that's just the way they were on air with each other. Something happened to one or whatever, the other one poked fun at it and everything. And
hip.
Oh my God, it was so good. And because of it, I think like one character came out of it called CB, which was Cell Bitch, basically. And Brian sounded like a black guy called, "How you doing, Puddin' Buns?"
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
CB.
Yeah.
Thank God for acronyms.
Oh my gosh. Now, and, I have to say here, if you go to local jail,
Puddin' Buns,
you're isolated. Now, if you go to like prison, that's when you're going to have the soap on the rope issues. So.
Right. And that's what it was. It was just a local thing or whatever and what have you. But yeah. I mean, but the whole idea, and I mean, it hit local news here in Los Angeles, you know.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, you know, Mark and Brian from, you know, Mark Thompson of the Mark and Brian Show or whatever, you know, was arrested over the weekend for doing this. I mean, it really hit big on all the local news stations.
I like to pull the room for a second.
Yeah.
All right. Who's actually been to jail? Who's been arrested?
Nope.
As I raise my hand.
I
was kind of looking at Steve. Yeah. Steve has to.
You have, Amber?
I
really?
Yeah. Oh.
But I was like, I don't know, 15 at the time, so it wasn't official.
Oh, and wow.
It disappeared when I was 18.
Wow.
So I've been in a prison. But I went every Sunday and taught Sunday school in the prison.
And this is why I brought this up. You say all the time, Sean, every single show, there's something new about Steve that you learn.
Yeah.
He taught Sunday school in prison?
up at San Luis Obispo on the road out to Morro Bay, there's a prison called the Men's Colony. And it was, I don't want to say fun.
So far, I'm enjoying it.
It was really interesting. And I had to go in to, it wasn't like there was a meeting room and they brought the, I had to go through all of the lockdown into the actual among the prisoners.
Oh my God.
In a room,
Steve.
And then the people that wanted to come in and participate.
I had an uncle of mine.
Would do that.
I had an uncle of mine who worked at Folsom.
Uh-huh.
And taught history at Folsom.
Oh, cool.
I mean, he was a Green Beret, so he was qualified to do it, you know.
He didn't have to worry.
You know, three tours of duty in Vietnam with a Purple Heart on each tour also. Good God, he was qualified. But, I mean, I could not imagine. Even
the very first time I went in, I got to the first lock gate. And I'm like, I'm actually going in this place. I'm like, uh-oh. And then they unlocked it, checked me through.
Wow.
Then through the next lock gate, checked me. And then I went through, I remember it was like a locked door, and it was into the actual
prison. Oh, my God, Steve.
And to there was like a room off to the side where the cells are.
Well, I'm glad to say that I'm the only virgin who has never gone to jail. I've never been arrested. The only time I ever had handcuffs on, Mom, cover your ears, is with an old girlfriend of mine. And that's about it.
Oh,
and that's as far as it's going to go.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, I think part of it was a fear for me that we have so many. Especially when I was growing up, we had so many friends who were judges. And who were police officers with LAPD or certain police departments or whatever. There was no way I ever wanted to be in front of a judge. And I did one time, and that was it. And thank God the attorney at the time that my mom was working for, one of the attorneys in the office, knew the judge. And boy, I was let off easy. You know,
yeah, it's fun when that happens. Years ago, when I was working at Fluor Corporation down in Irvine off Jamboree, I was driving a truck that I didn't have insurance. I didn't have my tags weren't up to date, and I think my driver's license had been. I don't know if it was suspended or not suspended, but if I got pulled over, I was going in.
Oh, my God, Steve.
And I'm driving through Newport Beach, and cop pulls me over. And
dude.
I'm like, oh, boy. Well, here we go. And he walks up, and I gave him information. He looks at me, and he goes, wait a minute. Have we met? And I looked at him, and I go, who are you? And he goes, my brother is so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
And I go, He's in class with me at Fleur. They were doing a training class.
Oh, wow. You lucked out.
Oh, man. So he goes, well, okay, look, you need to take care of all of these things. Do it. Because the next time, even if it's me, you're going in. I go, okay, okay. And I did after that. But that was, that's the closest I got to actually being arrested for something. Wow. That was...
Okay, so, Zach, real quick, what did you go in for? What were you arrested for?
Just snippet. Drunk in public with friends.
Really?
But they threw me into public.
I wanted to be drunk in the bar.
It was at downtown Fullerton one night.
Oh, my God.
The truth is, we were actually walking around to find a place that was open to eat. And then a cop just was bored that day, and he just decided, like, you guys are out of control. I got to arrest you. And I'm like, God damn it. So I spent the night in the drunk tank, and yeah, it was.
Oh, man.
Okay, Amber, how about you? What was your reasoning?
All right. So I had some friends in Beverly Hills. I won't mention too many names, but they
came to put a banana in the tailpipe.
These two lady friends of mine came down from there, and we met in Torrance at this rockin' sushi karaoke night. Mm. At this really cool restaurant in Torrance.
Rockin' sushi karaoke.
I was doing really good. Like, we met off the freeway. I drove us all there. I was the least drunk. I told the cop that. It didn't matter. Oh. But,
did you get pulled over for a DUI?
I'm not as drunk as these guys.
I was driving all four of us. They were
five sheets to the wind. Faced. All right.
Yeah. But they literally, the cops in Torrance, they set up checkpoints right outside of these places that have bars and restaurants where everybody's drinking. So, bam, right there.
So DUI.
I debated the cop, and that didn't work. And then I said no.
Yeah, debating a cop is never healthy.
Yeah.
Especially drunk.
Yeah.
Lots of things. So
okay.
It was wild.
So luckily for you, why did he pull you over though, Steve, the friend or whatever?
The tags were on. I think I had a light out. Okay. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Okay, but you said you went to jail when you were 15 though, right?
I was 15, yeah.
What did you do?
My friend and I were walking home from an event at night at high school, and we were walking down York Boulevard, and there was a flatbed truck parked. And this one point in the back was open, and there was stuff laying there, and I was just curious, and I walked up, and I go, oh. And it was like, there were, like, those weird roofing tiles. They're, like, almost like sandpaper. They're gravelly.
Yeah.
And I picked one up, and I was looking at it, and some guy, I guess, was sitting in a car that was in the driveway. It was all dark, and he goes, hey, put that down. I go, oh, okay, I'm just... looking, and I set it down. I saw him walk by him, and he sucker punched me.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, what the hell? What are you doing? My friend started yelling at him, and I was all like, what the hell? You know,
so the cops were called on.
I walked away, and he and I walked away. It was like, I don't want to get into this.
Yeah,
and then a couple of three, four blocks down, just as we got to my street to go up, a couple undercover. Pulled over and took us to the jail, which was a couple of blocks on York Boulevard then. And our parents had to come pick us up. And
I'm sitting in a room with ex-cons.
There was nothing that happened. I didn't have to go anywhere. Right. It was just...
You were just detained.
Just the idea that it had happened was on my record until I turned 18, apparently. So I don't know if somebody could find that or not now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The only 15, that was it. No, that's done. That's
yeah.
Done.
The only time I've ever been in the back seat of a police car... is when I was a kid and they would visit you at school.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they say, hey, you want to turn on the sirens? And okay, and then you sit in the back or whatever, you know?
Now, when you hear this.
That's the only time I've ever sat in the back. Other than that, boy, no way.
Oh, that's
no,
funny.
No, not at all.
Well, think about it. With me, it was like,
sometimes.
Okay, yeah, I picked up somebody else's property and was looking at it. But then I set it down, and then the guy hit me for no reason. I wasn't trying to be aggressive. I wasn't doing anything. I was just walking past him.
Young whippersnapper.
I was like, oh, man. But that's Highland Park in the 60s.
Wow.
Times have changed.
Well, did you guys feel the earthquake?
No. Did not.
No.
No? Because there was a huge one. Because there was a huge one. That was just recently in...
I know, and it's crazy. So Las Vegas AP, they the cracked main highway between Las Vegas and Reno reopened Friday 10 hours after a pre-dawn magnitude 6.5. That's pretty damn big.
Yeah.
That is. That's like Whittier Narrows.
No.
Whittier Narrows was a 5.9.
Well, it's up in the 5-6 range. I mean, it's like...
But no, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's close.
That's pretty, that's pretty good jolt.
Steve's rounding up.
Way up.
So researchers call it the largest strike... largest to strike the remote area of Western Nevada in 65 years.
Good Lord.
So no injuries reported, but officials said... goods tumbled from market shelves, sidewalks heaved, and storefront windows cracked shortly after 4 a.m. So I guess everyone was probably asleep. Yeah. So Nevada Highway Patrol photos showed cracks on U.S. 95 before crews repaired them about 35 miles west of Tonopah. Tonopah? How do you pronounce that one?
That sounds good.
Sure.
You got the story. I don't.
So, yeah. So they detoured everybody off the freeway, and, they're fixing it. So seismologist, University of Nevada, Reno, ranked Friday's event with twin December 1954 earthquakes at Fairview Peak in Dixie Valley. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So biggest one since in how many years? 65 years?
65 years. 6.5.
Ooh. Good Lord.
I was around for the first one.
You were around for the first one, first two, the twin ones. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
apparently there were lots of aftershocks too. So,
Amber, does it say anything in the story whether or not it was off the San Andrea fault or anything like that? Or
nope, it doesn't
say
it
which
doesn't
fault.
Even mention the fault lines, unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That's the thing that scares me. Is I don't mind
which
the
fault it is.
Which fault it is, because
nobody knows whose fault it is.
Because I mean,
yeah,
we're overdue on the San Andreas.
Oh, I mean,
it's grinding its gears right now.
It is. I mean, we're overdue by 50 years because it's supposed to be like every 100.
The good thing is, though, is that Gavin Newsom, our incredible governor here, he's been working really hard on an emergency response, like a system that will get us alerted as like right before it's happening, because they can tell when the fault's about to slip.
Yeah. And they have been certain scientists have been working on the pre-warning of it that gives you at least like 30 seconds or 15 seconds or whatever. You know, it's not a whole lot, but hey,
they're hoping it could be more.
At least you
they're hoping it could be like, you know, five minutes, because they can tell when the fault is starting to like
slip.
Nobody can see me doing what I'm doing with my hands right now.
Yeah, I don't know why you're doing that. So
all I see is a camera pointed at me.
Yeah, I know. Steve can't even see you now. You can see Steve right now, right?
I can see Steve's beautiful face. I can see yours too.
Okay,
I'm so
awesome.
Lucky.
So, yeah.
What a morning.
what a beautiful morning.
Well, speaking of beautiful things, let's do a lockdown pick me up.
We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. We're stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
All right. And these are stories basically just to kind of help pick us up during this whole pandemic thing. This is actually kind of cool that I found. A Texas man spends 300 hours creating Lego Disneyland replica during the pandemic.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So as a Disney parks, of course, remain closed because of the pandemic, one fan discovered a creative way to bring the magic into his own home. Instead of visiting the park, Texas resident John Duarte built his own miniature Disneyland out of Legos and the comfort of his living room and elsewhere across the house. The project has taken him more than 300 hours to build 25 different sets, and he recently told Good Morning America, and the 48-year-old began working on the replica in 2017 when he first got hold of the Cinderella Castle Lego set, basically. So he's purchased particular ones, basically,
I have a question. Did he build the ticket booths where they sell the overpriced admission tickets?
No, but what he has done, though, he's included a motorized Disneyland train station, complete with Mickey and Friends, the iconic Main Street USA, a Ferris wheel, which they don't even have there, Marvel Land, the Swiss Family Treehouse, a Pirates of the Caribbean theme ship, and a few other little things, too. So that's what he's got there.
That'll keep you busy.
Yeah, 300 hours, man. Now, one good thing is public health in England approves an antibody test. So this is really good news. This past Thursday, it was announced that the public health in England has approved the first antibody test, which could detect if people had already had the coronavirus and therefore could suggest if they are now immune to it. This is all according to the BBC. The test would be first given to the health and social care workers in England. So that's really good.
We have one here. The Quest Diagnostics has a test right now. It's fairly accurate, and it costs $180 to do. And anyone can get it, but 180 smackaroonies, that's too much for me.
I wonder if that's covered by insurance, though.
It's supposed.
I don't know.
Testing is supposed to be free,
right?
If you
testing
have insurance.
Is free.
Yeah, but this is for antibodies.
But this is the antibody test. They test your blood. They
yeah,
test
so
your
it's
blood
a little bit different. All right. You guys used to watch The Office?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Not really.
Well, apparently the cast reunited recently to marry some super fans. Of course, weddings are just one of the effects that have been affected by the coronavirus. Matter of fact, we had our friends George and
Gracie.
They've been on our show. They got married recently, and they had to get married online.
Oh, was that was a concert out back?
Yeah. So anyway, so this couple basically had done the same thing, and the actor who played Jim in The Office, the U.S. version, surprised two super fans of the show by reuniting with his castmates to marry them. He got an ordained ahead of time for the service and on Zoom during his Some Good News on YouTube show, he was able to marry the couple, and the whole cast also came together and surprised them.
John Krasinski.
So, John Krasinski is the one who did it, yes. So that's kind of cool. And then a couple, they found love through this whole social distancing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So basically, in England, the BBC reported that one couple found each other from across balconies while they stayed at home during the lockdown. Yep. If the whole balcony thing is feeling quite Romeo and Juliet to you, the whole event is actually unfurled in Verona, Italy, the city of the famous love story. After noticing one another, they looked each other up on social media and have been messaging ever since, and now they can't wait until their first real date in person.
Aww. Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
So there you go. So you can find...
I wonder if he'd be making paper airplanes that say things like, I think you're cute, and
throw it across the thing. And then also you're going, it's going straight, and it goes to the
neighbor.
Yeah.
They're all like, oh,
boy.
Yeah, exactly. So, and also, Keith Urban and Styx will be doing a live streaming today. So they'll be doing a concert. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Debbie, are you listening?
Yeah, so definitely look that up, Google it, and find out where to go. Mm-hmm. So if you like Keith Urban, or for those of you Mark and Brian fans, want some Styx tickets, don't need them, just go online, and they'll be
virtual
streaming.
Virtual tickets.
Yeah, there you go, virtual tickets. So, and there you go, that's our lockdown pick-me-up.
We're on lockdown, baby. Trying to get out, been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
Now, of course, you know, last week we mentioned three people who had passed away. We get off the air.
Uh-huh.
And then we find out another person.
Yeah, right after we're off the air.
Passed away.
Oh.
The great Jerry Stiller.
Oh. That's one that's deep inside of me. I remember watching him and his wife when they first started, and it was like
they were
so funny. They were like number one comedians.
He started a new holiday.
Yeah.
Festivus.
Yeah, Festivus.
Mm-hmm.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, and so, you know, it was really hard, and it hit everybody really, really hard for those who worked on Seinfeld and also worked on King of Queens and everything. So, and he is just a funny, funny guy overall. Mm-hmm. And his timing was impeccable. He could stay straight while the other actors basically laughed around him.
He was hard to break up. Yeah,
he was. He really was. So let's play a little something here regarding
the actor and comedian Jerry Stiller has died of natural causes. He was 92. His son, Ben Stiller, did announce the news on Twitter, calling his father a great dad and grandfather and the most dedicated husband. Stephanie Elam looks back on Stiller's career.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
Jerry Stiller's acting was anything but serene. Best known as George Costanza's dad, Frank, on Seinfeld.
Costanza, you white hat!
If you'd like to make a call...
Millions of people also knew him as Arthur Spooner on the TV series The King of Queens, a role he played for nearly a decade.
You delivery people got your foot on our throats and you won't step off.
Famous for playing father figures, Stiller credits his own father for inspiring his career.
I'm my father. Of course, he doesn't realize this, but everything I've taken in my life is my father. I says, what is it in life you really wanted to do instead of driving a bus? He says, I wanted to be an actor. And the shock hit me.
Born in 1927, the funny man met his match and married Ann Mira in September 1954.
She's good looking.
The two started a husband and wife comedy duo, peaking during the 1960s and 70s. Stiller and Mira performed on a handful of variety programs, such as the Ed Sullivan Show.
Serious sideburns.
It's $12,500.
What's wrong?
An arm and a leg is $17,500.
Arm and a leg, I don't want.
As the variety series gradually faded, their success declined. But unlike many Hollywood actors, Jerry Stiller said he'd had a blessed personal life.
Ann and I have been lucky. We've got two beautiful kids, you know, and we love the work. The work is, hear people laugh is what fills me, it keeps me going.
The couple's two children, Ben and Amy, also followed with careers in Hollywood. And when Ben Stiller was making a name for himself, he was better known as Jerry's son. In 2001, father and son even went on to collaborate in the blockbuster hit Zoolander.
I love that kid. Dumb as a stump, but I love him.
Hello?
But it's his work on Seinfeld that Jerry called life-changing, a job he initially turned down.
I got the call that they wanted me on Seinfeld, and I turned them down because Tony wanted me for Three Men on a Horse. And that's typical of my life.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. You're going to hear about it.
I have no grievances. I got everything.
Yeah, his wife was amazing. Uh-huh. And even later when they kind of started branching out and doing things, she was on Sex and the City as Miranda's boyfriend's mother, who was experiencing dementia. This is toward the end of the series, and she was incredible, absolutely incredible doing that part.
Just, I forgot that was her.
Yeah, just so many things she could do.
Well, either way, he is definitely going to be missed. So
loved him in Zoolander. Oh my goodness.
I mean, there's nothing everything that he's touched or whatever, he's been great at in those roles. Mm-hmm, no matter what, you know. For me, it's kind of like watching Kurt Russell. You know, if Kurt Russell has a small role in a film, I have to go see that film.
Oh.
Yeah, just to watch Kurt Russell. It's like, and that's how I got into watching the Fast and the Furious films, because I had no interest in them at all whatsoever. And then I heard that, you know, Kurt Russell makes a cameo in it. He plays Mr. Nobody. I'm like, really?
I still have never seen a single one of those movies.
It's like,
me neither.
Me too, Zach.
They're good. I got suckered into them because of Kurt Russell, and they're so good, though. They're really, really good. So, anyway, we're going to miss Jerry Stiller, though. So, you know what? Steve's got something over there because it is National Sea Monkey Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Zach loves this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know?
So, okay, well, what I've got here, a series of questions to see how much you know about sea monkeys.
Okay.
Now, they're all true or false, so it's pretty easy.
All right.
50-50 chance here.
Now, do you guys know what sea monkeys really are?
I do.
They're monkeys in the sea.
Shrimp.
Right.
They're tiny little brine shrimp. I had them all the time when I was a kid.
Did you really?
Oh, I grew those things. My mom was so friggin' annoyed at those things. I had them all the time.
Wow.
I was an expert at sea monkeys.
Okay, we need to get some then.
Yeah.
And grow some here and see how big we can
They're so cute. I got like, I think one of them was like that big.
Uh-huh. Until they all start dying out.
I think it's small. Yeah. You take care of it. Yeah. Keep going.
All right, what we got,
Continue.
Steve?
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Yes.
First one is true or false. They were inspired by a visit to a pet store.
Amber, what do you think?
Inspired by a visit to a pet store. I'm going to say that's false. But it's a weird thing. So maybe it's true just because it's an odd thing to have as a.
I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say false. Zach?
What do you got, Zach?
I'm going to say false.
All right, so Rube says false.
You're all wrong.
Really?
Yeah, and, see, that's a weird one.
Yeah, in 1957, Harold von Braunhut, I don't want to say hut, that sounds weird, became fascinated with a species of brine shrimp, Artemia salina, that he saw being sold as pet food.
Oh, yeah.
In a pet store.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, they feed him a smaller fish.
Yeah. So there
I'll
you
be
go.
Darn. Okay. All right.
All right, second. They weren't initially marketed as sea monkeys.
Really? I'd say that's true.
I'm going to say true.
True. I'll just go against three. I'll say false.
Guess what?
I'm right.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
True.
Oh, shit.
When he began selling his shrimp in the 60s, von Braunhut marketed them under the name Instant Life.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Pouring the water and, oh, where'd they come from? Okay, next one. Their
water.
Their tails inspired their name.
Their tails are weird. They don't look like monkeys at all. But, I mean, they do, I mean.
Boy, Amber's thinking this.
I know, she's really thinking.
She's into us. It's like an algebra test. She's like.
I always wondered why the hell they were called sea monkeys. They don't look anything like a damn sea monkey. So I don't know.
I'm going to say true.
Zach?
I'm going to say true because it's definitely not from the monkey sounds they make.
It is true. He called them sea monkeys because they have a tail that looks like a monkey's tail.
There you go.
That's not really. Whatever.
Whatever. All right.
He was blind.
They were first advertised in local papers.
Yes, true.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to say false.
They have little advertisements.
Sean,
little advertisements.
You are absolutely correct.
Oh!
excuse me. In 1962, he started buying up advertising space in comic books.
I was going to say, because that's where I first saw them.
Oh, that makes comic books.
He wrote the copy, which promised a bowl full of happiness all by himself. He was quoted as saying that he bought 3.2 million pages in comic book ads a year.
Damn.
Well, you want to get those sea monkeys out there.
Jesus.
And they did.
Yeah.
Well, there's a shitload of them. So. Okay, here we go. They breathe through their feet.
False.
Their feet? They don't have feet. They have a tail.
Yeah.
I'm going to say true.
They have little gills.
It's Sean versus Zach and Amber today.
And well, Sean's now 2 out of 3 in that category.
Yes!
It is true, and that's not the only weird thing about their anatomy.
Feet?
They're born with just one eye, but grow 2 more upon reaching maturity.
Mm. Mm. A few chromosomes missing in that creature.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very basic.
There are a ton of sea monkey accessories.
Oh, God. What, like belts and hats?
I'm going to say true. There has to be, because, I mean...
I've never seen them, but that's before my time.
Well,
I think on the 60s.
I
was in the 80s and 90s. I mean...
Well, for me, I would go back to the 70s, and I would think that there has to be a number of different accessories, like, just besides the aquarium themselves. You know, so I would think... Because of that, there would probably be other things that you could do with them. Because I remember, like, saying... That you could teach them tricks or something or whatever in the comic books, too. So I'm going to say yes.
Zach?
Amber? Sure, why not? True.
Amber?
I'm going to say no. I think they're a bunch of accessories because they die really easy if you mess around with their
I just want to win one.
Well, okay, here we go. Amber is wrong. It is true.
Yeah, I won one.
Sea monkeys sets that include tanks, notably Sea Monkey.
I completely lost this one.
Oh, it was a trick question.
Notably Sea Monkey Ocean Zoo and Sea Monkey Circus, Sea Monkey Speedway, and Sea Monkey Fox
Hunt. What
the
hell?
Sea Monkey Fox Hunt? Whoa.
<What?
laughs> More recently, kids could take their sea monkeys on the go.
Sea Monkey
in
Bluetooth.
A specially designed wrist aquarium and with an Explora sub. So they're portable.
Sea Monkey app.
There you
what
go.
What the hell?
Put a sea monkey on a wristwatch and there you get a little aquarium on your wrist.
What time is it? Will you tell me?
It's a half past the sea monkey.
Okay.
the sea monkey o'clock.
The critters inspired a video game and a TV show.
Oh, I should know the video game.
Yes. I'm going to say true on the TV show. Absolutely, because I remember.
I don't know about a video game. I don't know about the video game.
But I know for a fact, yes, that they did one season, I believe. Howie Mandel is the one who came up with it. And,
really?
And I remember he introduced it on Arsenio Hall. So that's, I'm going to say yes, true.
Okay.
Can I go with true based on that?
Now, what I'm looking at, it says false, but then it goes on to say the amazing virtual sea monkeys claims to be rated E for everyone, includes jokes written by 80s comedian Sinbad. The amazing live sea monkeys aired on CBS in
92. So true, yeah.
So it's true.
Okay.
I'm going to get to the bottom of
the
that
The series,
one.
Which starred Howie Mandel as a professor who accidentally enlarges three sea monkeys to human size.
Yeah.
That's a big sea. I wonder if they were anatomically correct.
What about this video game thing?
Yes, yeah. He just said that the video game with jokes were written by Sinbad.
Oh, and there it is.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, okay.
But for it was for PlayStation 1.
Okay, and then the last one is kind of a fun thing. Everybody needs to guess here whether it's true or false.
All right, I'm going to lose this one, too.
You can tell male sea monkeys from lady sea monkeys.
I'm going to say false on that.
Me, too.
Unless there's a size difference, but I don't.
I wonder if it has to do with their eyes.
Or color, maybe one's more blue, something like more pinkish.
Well, you guys are thinking hard about this.
All right. Well, would you say Amber false?
I'm angry at this. This is a trick. This is a trick. I'm unhappy with this true or false quiz. Boo. Fake news.
All right. So you're saying false, right?
Yes.
All right, Zach. What did you say?
I said false.
Okay, I'm going to go against him. I'm going to say true.
And guess what, old monkey breath? You are correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now you have to listen to this carefully.
All right.
Because we haven't been this whole time.
Yeah. Males have whiskers under their chins. Females don't.
What the hell?
That's it. I'm cheating. Google.
Yeah. You can often see males locked together fighting for the attention of female sea monkeys.
They do kind of fight, and they do attack.
Now, if two sea monkeys are locked together and one of them doesn't have whiskers, what's going on.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Oh, baby. Take me home to mama.
I don't remember ever seeing whiskers.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, so if a male and female are locked together, you're witnessing a very private sea monkey moment. Now, here we go. This is the kicker that can last for days.
Yes!
Sea monkeys are my new god.
They do. They swim around. They lock together and they swim around. It's really bizarre.
Yeah. They're either fighting or fornicating.
Yeah. Whoa. You had to really think about that last one.
I didn't want to say the wrong
all
thing.
All the F's. Huh? Yeah.
I might have grad kids listening.
Good Lord.
So that's everything you really didn't need to know about sea monkeys.
And apparently,
next
Amber.
Next week it's Chia Pets.
Chia Pet.
And of course, the person who says that she grew sea monkeys knew the lead.
Oh my gosh.
You should have got perfect on this whole thing.
I know. I didn't know all these little. And I used to have like a little chart all about brine shrimp, too. And
I tried growing them once or whatever, and I think I totally failed at it. But we should.
I say fooey on that whole list. I'm going like to research it myself.
We should order it, though.
It's like everything else, though. You have to take care of it once you do it.
Zach, real quick, jump on Amazon and see if we can order sea monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
You can. Get them on there.
Can we get marijuana involved in this?
You can get them everywhere.
That would be kind of fun.
You can get them at Walmart.
Sea monkeys?
Yeah.
Really? You see them?
Yeah.
We should go then.
Any store like that in a toy department, you can find them.
But do they still carry them? That's just it, though.
You know what's funny? I haven't seen them there in a long time.
I was going to say.
I don't know.
I would say online is probably a better bet.
Yeah.
Big time toys, Sea Monkeys Ocean Zoo Deluxe Kit Set.
How much
colors
is it?
May vary. It's like $20.
$20?
Well, yeah, they're sea monkeys. They're not freaking lion cubs.
$20
for that? Well, I think you used to pay like $8 for like the little box and kit with the little thing.
Yeah, $22.85.
And you had like three packets or whatever.
Now, where is that?
Yeah, Amazon. And you measure them out and you when's the food and you'd be real careful.
Here, I'll tell you right now. It says, the original Amazing Life Sea Monkey is a classic set to create your own adorable aqua pets. The plastic aquarium is equipped with a ventilated lid, built-in magnifiers, and molded seascape bottom. Tank measures to 5.625 inches tall, and your sea monkey pets may live up to 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they can live for quite a while. It's, you can't let it get funky. You can't overfeed it, or algae grows and it kills them, and...
If you really want to have fun. You really want to have some fun, throw a goldfish in there and watch the fun.
Yeah. I was going to say that YouTube, a lot of times I watch aquarium videos about guys who have these big aquariums.
Oh, I love aquariums.
Fish, and a bunch of them, they raise sea monkeys and then feed them to the smaller fish.
Mm-hmm. Fish, yeah.
Makes sense.
Can you imagine that Pixar movie? Saving sea monkeys.
Saving sea monkeys.
Oh, my gosh. I had an aquarium.
So...
At the
did you?
The apartment, when Karen and I lived,
goldfish and stuff.
Nah, oh no, mine it was more detailed. I had frogs and different fish, and
I had
even small eels and everything. And
My goodness, you were legit with that.
Oh yeah, oh no, I love aquariums. I wish I would love to own a big, huge one.
Me too. I love it. It's fun.
I got for the kids. They weren't into the sea monkeys, but I got for the kids an ant farm, and that was pretty cool. But they will eat each other. They drag each other off and. One's like fighting while the one's dragging the other one down a hole.
Barbaric.
Kind of like real life.
Yeah. Right. You know, I have like a big area near my like dining room area where I live, and it's like there's a big wall. All we have is a water cooler there. And me and my friend were actually talking about, like, you know, it would be cool, an aquarium, actually. That would be really, really
neat. It's expensive. I'll tell you this right now. It's expensive.
Yeah, I know.
But
time consuming, too. You have to really take care of it.
Now, would you want to go salt water or would you want to go fresh water, though?
What's the difference? Well, I mean, I know the difference between the two, but
ocean fish generally, as opposed to Amazon River fish.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're choosing between trout and piranhas.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
Piranhas are kind of cool.
Oh, a lot of YouTube videos. These guys have piranhas, and they show how they feed them. They show brutal.
Put a turkey leg from the OC Fair in there and watch the fun.
I like both for different reasons, but I tend toward more... The freshwater fish.
I do too.
Because you can put different plants in it and everything.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather do that then.
And, you know, and have them swim through that or whatever. But then if you go fresh, if you go saltwater, then you get to have live coral.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to be so precise with the water, the salinity and all the chemicals.
Well,
that's tough.
Why when you do change the water for saltwater, though, the saltwater fish. When you go to a particular fish store, they already have like these large, giant tanks of seawater, basically, that's already measured out for you. So all you do is you just buy those in the gallons and then put that in, then replenish that into your own tank.
That sounds really, really heavy.
It is.
I'd say probably smart to start out with fresh water.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot easier.
But see, with salt water, though.
I'm going back to Amazon.
My gosh.
Hold on. Salt water, though, you get to own seahorses.
This is true. That's really cute.
And then you get to own jellyfish.
Oh, boy.
That's true.
Own jellyfish.
You're going to need a big tank.
you're going from, like, you know, playing intramural football to, like, the NFL here. You got to start slow. You got to train yourself.
That's a pretty good analogy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll just start with a puddle in the backyard.
There you go.
Throw some salt in it.
Yeah.
Get a couple of fish.
Oh,
see what happens there.
Okay, what are we talking about price range here, then?
Snails and rolling pulleys.
It all depends.
All
I mean, you can get a tank itself, I think, for, like, what, $40-$50 or whatever. But then there's some sets that you can get.
Like this one right here?
Okay, let me throw that up because I can't see here. All right, hold on.
We'll have a.
We really went there.
We did.
Your weekly dose fish tank.
Oh God, it'd be kind of cool. Let me see. On the big.
Somebody out there is listening. Like these idiots, we need to.
Yeah, see, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
$277. That's actually not bad. I thought it was gonna be way, way more.
That for something like that, that's actually a good price. How many gallons is that though?
It's
10, 15.
For 50-gallon fish tank? No, it can't be 50-gallon. Oh, you have different choices. Okay, so...
Oh,
okay, yeah. This is 40. This is 40-gallon.
Yeah, see, I want... Yeah, that's a good size.
I will say 46 this. 46-gallon. Just real quick.
Oh, that's good.
You want to find a local aquarium store nearby because you need lots of advice, and you're going to be going there, like, once a week.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We probably can't do that right now with the way things are.
That's what I was about to say. We should wait. Saltwater is just.
Yeah. But there are some good stores around here though that I know of. There's one in Fountain Valley. There's another one in Long Beach that are really good. And that's all they cater to. And
if you want to go and get lots of advice and be in contact with the person who runs the store.
Where's the one in Fountain Valley? Because I used to go to one that was on Edinger over by a Mile Square Park.
No, the one I'm thinking about, it's right off the 405 on Warner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is so California Warner and Brooker, of us to be talking about directions on the 405. right off the 5 and you get off of Sepulveda.
Yeah. Everybody on the East Coast is going, what the hell are you guys talking about?
I know.
Talking
about Californians.
We all say the 5, the 105, the 405. You wouldn't ever say the Beach Boulevard.
Exactly. It's true.
And why is
so
that?
True. So true.
Keep swimming, swimming, swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
So funny. Oh, my gosh. Just keep
swimming. You know, they said when that movie came out, saltwater fish sales rose.
I bet.
For those two type of fish, the clownfish and
There's a little Mexican restaurant called Joaquin's. It's next to my parents' house. I'll have to take you there when it's.
Is
so
it because you have to Joaquin?
Oh, I gotta hit you. Just
that's our Mexican word for the day.
But they have a dory fish and a clownfish like marlin. I'm not even kidding. And it's just the two of them actually. You just see it, like kids just stand like when they're waiting in line to be served or get seated. Kids are just staring at it. You know, like they're hypnotized. It's so funny.
See, what I would love to do with that, though, depending on how big the tank is then put a flat screen TV behind it. So that way Bruce can come in.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Fish are our friends. Not food.
Oh, my
gosh.
So good. Never saw Finding Dory.
All righty. Well, you know what? Besides all this fun day of National Love a Tree Day and Sea Monkey Day and everything.
Love a Tree?
Whoa, hello.
Oh, yeah. Love a Tree.
Also is Biopic Day.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I think it's appropriate to play Paul's music.
I think so, too.
Oh.
That would work.
Live from the red carpet. Sorry, I really wanted to do that.
Sean's got a little technical difficulty here.
Sean, for those of you listening, Sean broke his mic stand.
No, it fell out of the holder. Fell off.
See, I told you, Steve.
Uh-oh. It fell off.
This started with the board.
Fell off.
You know what? You two's negative energy into the universe is affecting things.
This started with Home Depot this morning for me, and it just, snowballed.
Right. It bounces off some kind of nebula and hits us back in the face.
All right, God, it's not Uranus.
Positivity. Positivity comes back.
Absolutely.
He's got to hold it. I love it.
Well, you know what? If the two of you would shut up.
Are you on camera right now?
Yeah, we can segue. We can segue to Amber so she can read the list.
You're having a dilemma over here, and it's fun to point it out. He's trying to figure out.
No, I know how to figure it out already. The thing is, I just need somebody to shut the hell up so we can segue.
That ain't going to happen.
And have our producer, I don't know, mute the microphone?
Okay.
You're muted. Is it hanging off? Is it? Are you holding it up in the air? What is it?
Oh, and there goes everything next to it.
Oh, the stand. You know what's funny? I was looking on Amazon to buy one of those arms. The scissor arm suspension stand that you've got there. Tell me what one that is so I don't buy it. That's what we need to do.
Oh, it took me a second.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now I can hear again.
Yeah, me too.
So you want me to go ahead with this list? Top 10 biopics according to IMDb. I'm curious of how they rated all of these.
You go for it, Amber.
Yeah? You want me to go for it, Steve?
Go for it.
All
Somebody
right.
do
I'm,
something.
I'm okay with this. I have a few discrepancies, but here we go. Number 10, American Gangster.
That's a good
one. 2007. You remember that one, Steve?
No.
Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe is the cop.
No,
I know. I know what it is. I know that was a big one.
That was huge. I love that. Denzel Washington gets to play kind of a bad guy, but you still love him because you can't not love that dude.
It's Denzel.
I know. He's shooting people in the face, and you're like, God, I still like him. I still really want to
shoot someone in the face.
And number nine is, good one, Into the Wild.
Into the Wild.
That rings a bell.
Who's that about?
That wealthy young dude who he abandons everything and goes off grid and travels like along the Colorado River up to Alaska and has all these crazy wild adventures.
Oh, Huck Finn. Actually, got it. Okay.
No, not Huck Finn. Shut up. This is shut up. Happened in the 80s. Damn it.
He threw off a rhythm.
But he basically disappeared. He basically just off.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
He just, you know.
All right. Who? What else? All right.
Number eight is The King's Speech.
Oh, that is such a good one. Yes.
Yes. Is that Colin? It's Colin Firth, right?
Yeah.
Colin Firth. Okay. Yeah.
That was a very good movie.
Number seven. This is a good one. The Pianist. Remember that one? Was that Jeffrey? No, who was that?
Yeah, Jeffrey Rush.
No. Rush? That was wasn't that Adrian Brody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian Brody. Okay. Yes, you're right.
I didn't know that was a biopic.
Somebody who had the big nose.
Wow.
Somebody
with a big nose.
Yeah, it was a true story.
One of those noses.
Yeah.
Number six is, oh gosh, this is a good one. I'm not sure why it's this high on the list though, but Catch Me If You Can.
Oh yeah, Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. That was good. That was a good film. Yeah.
Yep. Katrina Balfe's in that one, by the way. She's a small part. Okay. Number five, I don't agree with this one either. The Social Network. Good movie. Do not think it needed to be this high on the list, but it's. You know.
Yeah, I would probably put it a little bit lower.
Me too.
But it was a good movie, though.
What was the name of it?
The Social Network.
It's about the making of Facebook.
It was about Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Paul Dimon.
Yeah, I
went number four, I do love this one. This is one of my favorite ones. A Beautiful Mind.
So good. Directed by Ron Howard.
Also Russell
I never
Crow,
saw
yeah.
that. I never saw
you never
that.
Saw that
That's
one?
That's a really good one.
Oh, it is good.
Well, it's got one of my favorite actresses in it. Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I've followed her ever since Labyrinth.
Right, she was in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a really good movie. Okay. What's next, Amber?
Number three. This is a really good one. I agree with this one. Goodfellas.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can't go wrong with a really well-made gangster flick.
But a biopic?
Yeah, Goodfellas was a true
story. That was a famous situation that there.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was.
It was about.
I didn't think it was big enough for a biopic.
It was the largest theft in the history of the United States.
Yeah.
What, that part with when De Niro and what's his name robbed that?
The airplanes?
Yeah. It was such a small part in the movie. It was like maybe 15 minutes. I didn't know that's what it was roughly surrounded around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the group that did that, how they got together and formed the network that did that.
I was five.
I had to look it up really quick here because I forgot the answer.
All right, what's the number one?
All right, number two.
Number two.
Braveheart.
Oh, that I
William
know.
Wallace.
Yeah, I would put that up there. That's a good biopic.
It is.
It is.
I still can't see when he gets put on the
the stretcher?
The quartered, when he gets hanged and quartered.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number one. Okay, I can get down with this one because it was really, really good. Schindler's List.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I watched that for the first time this year, actually.
Schindler's List?
Yeah, no, I don't know why. I just never got around to seeing it.
Steven Spielberg, great film. You know, so.
It was so good they showed it uncut on live television.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they did. Yeah. I think it was ABC.
They put out warnings for that, too. They're like, hey. We're not going to censor this.
Yeah.
You're going to see all of it.
Those are some good pulls.
I was really bummed. One of my favorite biopics ever is Le Vie en Rose with Marion Cotillard, where she's playing Edith Piaf. And that is such a good...
Is it on the list there, though, Amber? Or
yeah, it's on the list.
What number
and
is
really,
it?
I'm really upset also that the newest one, Judy, did not make it onto this list.
That was
really
a good film. No, it
it's
was
not a biopic. I don't mean it's a snapshot of that, when she was doing her London show, but Man, that's a good movie.
You know, it was. And Renee Zellweger did a beautiful job.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she got the Oscar for that.
Is there any mention there of some of the more recent ones, like Judy or Bohemian Rhapsody or Rocky Man?
No, it's kind of an outdated list. Like, the newest ones I see on here are 2007.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So we need an updated. Monster, like, with Charlize Theron is on here, top 100.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Wow.
What else we have? We've got lots of good ones on here.
Was a beautiful
The Doors
day.
Movie.
Which one?
Oh, The Doors. Yeah.
Yeah. Val Kilmer.
He's really good.
He really looked like
Jim Morrison.
And there was Walk the Line.
Oh, yeah. Walk the Line was fantastic.
That one was okay.
Well, the subject and everything is kind of but
yeah, I don't know. I didn't care for Joaquin Phoenix that much to portray.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
Reese Witherspoon was really good.
She did a good job on that one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, as June Carter. Yeah, this list is a little outdated, but, you know.
Okay.
That's
all right. Well, it is what it is.
Well, you know, yeah.
Well,
Judy.
But they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. Yes!
I say that every time I go outside.
Oh, my God.
All right. Should we do what's news?
What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's news, pussycat?
Pussycat.
All right. This one, you know, sometimes we do get some really good ones here. And, you know, we try to entertain ourselves during the whole quarantine thing. This one kind of went overboard. Hide and seek turns into a bit of a disaster for a teen. Well, apparently, Mary Dancy doesn't usually play with his younger members of her family. But on Sunday, she broke down and joined in the game of hide and seek. The spot that the 18-year-old ultimately chose was for her hiding place, however, turned into a bit of a disaster. We already hid underneath the bed, the closet, and we couldn't go downstairs into the basement, she tells NBC News. But basically, she decided then to hide into the washing machine.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, which she did, and probably becoming trapped inside the washing machine.
There she is.
Oh, my gosh.
A cousin finally tracked her down and told the adults in the residence around 11 p.m. Dancy's rescue is documented on a multi-picture Instagram post put up by her aunt, showing rescuers trying to figure out how to get her out of her predicament.
How'd she get in?
What?
How old is she?
She got locked in.
You can see Dancy's face can be seen poking out through the top-loaded machine.
What? Where the hell
so
were they?
She climbed in from the... And
so it's a top-loaded versus a side-loaded.
Which means... Oh, my God.
Dishwasher?
No, washing machine.
Washing machine. She climbed in there with the cylinder?
Yes.
What the hell?
Well, there's no cylinders in there anymore now with the newer ones, remember?
Here it is.
Do we know that's the one kind of was? How old was she?
She's 18.
Yeah, she's 18.
So she was a big person, more or less.
This is Darwinism at work right here, people.
Wow.
Weed them out. I'm kidding.
Wow, yeah.
Well, if you're going to eat Tide Pods, you might as well crawl in the washing machine.
That's not a candy jar.
So basically the rescuers can be heard in the video asking the teen, hey, what you doing in there? When she told him she was playing hide and seek, she kind of chuckles a little bit. And basically, she asked him also, well, did you win?
Nothing. So. You lose. Good day, sir.
And he was actually looking for lost socks.
Yeah, exactly.
She actually looks like she's going, oops.
Yeah. So, but she survived and she's okay, and they got her out and everything. So they just had to put her through a couple of cycles.
Like Amber said, Darwinism.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Darwinism.
There you go.
Evolution.
Don't play hide and seek with a washing machine.
Yeah.
What do you got, Steve?
Oh, no appliance. Well, don't climb into appliances.
Yeah, especially a microwave. Okay, it's funny that we have to read this headline. Cops urge residents to wear pants when checking the mail.
Oh.
Yeah, police in Maryland. Maryland.
Hey, listen up, listen up, Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland, this calls is refers to you.
This is you guys, the East Coasters.
They urged residents, or perhaps one specific resident, to remember that they still need to wear pants when they go outside.
God.
WTHR reports, please remember to put pants on before leaving the house to check your mailbox. The
oh my gosh.
Taneytown Police Department said in a Facebook post on Tuesday, you know who you are. This is your final warning. Like the rest of Maryland, residents of Taneytown, population 7,000, are under a stay-at-home order. USA Today notes that pants are apparently no longer a big priority for millions of people working at home during the pandemic. Walmart execs say they are selling more tops, but not bottoms.
Feels a little breezy down there.
You know, I gotta say, they're partially right, because when I'm at home, you know, when you guys aren't here or whatever, it's just the three of us. T-shirt and underwear, so I can kind of see where they're
shorts.
I can totally, see what. But you if you go outside, where you know,
cover up.
Come on, Maryland, get together.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Unless it's a really cute lady, then that's totally fine with me.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, I've gone plenty of times out in my boxer briefs. Nobody says shit to me.
Yeah, but if you go out in like
boxer briefs.
If she went out in like
shorts, no difference between boxer briefs and shorts.
But if Amber went out in like a thong or a G-string, I think there's going to be some eyebrows.
Oh, I would be holding a sign going, you know, 9.3, 7.4, you know, whatever.
I don't wear those things. And boxer briefs or commando, that's it.
Okay, but you had to at least once in your
life.
Me too. No frills.
No frills. There you go. Okay. All right, what do you got for news, Amber?
All right, so this is funny, and I'm. This is again some Darwinism right here. Family buys 12 years of toilet paper by mistake. Somebody was shopping drunk. So I think you stocked up on toilet paper. Well, there's an Australian family that bought a 12-year supply back in February before the coronavirus worries struck the country, and they did it by mistake. Haiti, it's an interesting name, says that she made a slight error when ordering the toilet paper online from the company Who Gives a Crap.
Oh my gosh.
I had to wait for that. Boy. I'm going to look that one up later. So it asked for the quantity, and she wrote in 48, thinking that it was rolls, not 48 boxes.
Didn't check the price.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. So now they are in possession, they were in possession of 2,304 rolls of toilet paper. This is in West Brisbane.
Can you imagine the delivery?
Our Zoom went.
Wait, there's more.
I was going to say, can you imagine what they were thinking when a
semi-truck
pulls up to deliver this? Oh my gosh.
I want to be the semi-truck driver, like you, just shaking your head, like, what the...
I actually got a pack of, or a box of toilet paper from Amazon, like, I think it was last weekend. It was actually after I left here, and my friend texted me, so, were you planning on getting a crate, or was that just by accident? I went, what are you talking about? He's like, dude, there's a box of toilet paper. I went, I thought I was just getting, like, a 14-count roll, that's what it said. He's all, well, apparently it's more than that, so Amazon's either wrong or you did something stupid. It's like, were you on Amazon drunk again?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Well, Zach, I will gladly take some of it off your hands.
Oh, yay.
Just letting you know. So this family's doing a really good thing, though. They donated a bunch of it.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
And some fundraisers for the daughter's school, and yeah. They did good things with their mistake. How the hell do you not know the difference between 48 boxes? The price.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Is it like gold? Is it gold toilet paper? Like, what? I don't know.
This day and age, gold or gold toilet paper is like gold.
Yeah. But no, you're right. You're absolutely right, Amber. I mean, when you're ordering that much and then you look at the final price, you're going $4,000.
My goodness.
Like, did they live in a fucking mansion? Like, I just want to
know.
What's going
Could
on
be.
Here?
They didn't care what the price was. They just ordered it and went on.
Maybe it's three ply. You never know.
Maybe they live in the forest.
Three ply. Oh.
Yes.
It is down under. It is down under.
You can make a suit out of it.
There you go. All right. There you go, guys. That's what's news.
What's news? What's a cat? Whoa! much news, pussycat. Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, shall we play the game?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the game show that is currently rocking the nation and causing Gene Rayburn to say, quiz me, quiz you, 2020.
You should
remember Match Game 75? Well, Gene Rayburn.
Oh, I know. No,
who didn't? Question number one.
Oh, Zach, cut off. Bam.
I have to do that to Steve sometimes. It's either that or I cut his microphone. So you pick, Amber.
Hey,
I hope these are
hey.
Better than the true or false.
You know,
shit.
I actually found a website that updates every day for new questions.
All right.
So
good.
I think so. I don't have to listen to anyone complain anymore.
Me, maybe.
All right.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm not counting. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
In 2014, which NBA player set the all-time record for most field goals?
Sean.
Steve.
Sean.
The tall one.
Oh, my God.
When? What did I miss?
2014. So we're talking 6 years ago. Who was the top team most field goals?
For most
Patriots,
field goals
Steelers,
made, right?
Like that,
yeah.
Was it Moses Malone?
No. I'm actually going to go ahead and switch questions. I just realized this doesn't make sense. NBA player? Field goals?
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's a free throw.
It's held a field goal when
that's
you
a
make a basket.
Throw.
Oh, okay. Then the question can continue. See, I don't know sports.
That's why
well.
I said the tall one. Basketball joke. Tall.
Scored the most points. Field goal. It's, you know.
Well-oiled machine. Question's still open. Sean is out. Amber and Steve remain. Oh, wait. No, actually,
no, I'm out.
Amber's the only one.
No, I don't know this shit.
All right, what
sorry.
Is it?
The answer, unfortunately, is Kobe Bryant. God rest his soul.
Really?
Oh, Kobe.
Wow.
I didn't realize he did that. No.
Suck it!
Because he's not the leading scorer, so I didn't think that he would be.
All-time great Kobe Bryant ultimately finished his career with 14,481 missed field goals. Question number two. Which Christmas carol has sold more copies than any other?
Steve.
Steve.
Oh my God, Silent Night.
Amber. Rockin' around Christmas
tree.
Dang it.
Sean. Angels We Have Heard on High.
No. Nope. Steve. Jingle Bells.
Amber. Silent Night.
That's what I said.
Did you say Silent Night? Oh, shoot. Zoom didn't let me hear you.
Sean. Joy to the World.
Steve. Little Drummer Boy.
Amber. Jingle Bells.
He said that already.
I said that, too.
That's twice you've done that.
Dang it! Are you serious? Why am I not hearing him say this stuff?
Sean. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Wow.
Steve.
I'm out of carols.
Yeah. I have nothing.
Yeah, this is something.
Come on, Amber.
This is actually a really easy one, too. This is...
Oh, come on. Really that easy?
Yes, it's that easy.
We're just not thinking of...
Noel or something.
Away in the Manger?
We actually have a response in the chat room. Let's see. Oh, someone in the chat room got the right answer.
Oh, my.
Why can't you guys?
Read it. Wait, go ahead. Whoever it was.
Yeah.
From Sean's mother, it is White Christmas.
I can't believe we
good job, Mom.
You guys.
There you go. Question number three.
Betty, please pick up.
It's California. We don't think about the snow. It's not
We have to drive to the snow.
Yeah.
East Coasters get it automatically.
We have to drive to the terror. Speaking of terror... The Devil's Night refers to which day? Which day of the year?
Sean. Halloween?
I knew that. It's not Halloween, but...
Really? Is it the day before?
Amber's correct.
Okay.
It is October 30th, thus the eve of Halloween.
A friend was born on that day, and she always said, I'm born on the Devil's Night.
It says the Devil's Night began in the 1940s. That is usually associated with very mild acts of vandalism, mischief, and some community. Quick number.
Amber Ash McGeary.
I was into the vandalism when I was a teenager at Halloween. Oh, yeah.
So that's how you got arrested.
Oh, baby.
No wonder the guy sucker punched you.
They couldn't arrest me for far worse than just picking something up off a truck.
He deserved it.
Who ended his final 60 Minutes segment by saying, "If you do see me in a restaurant, please just let me eat my dinner."
Sixty minutes.
60 minutes.
You know what? Even I knew who this was.
Sean. Dan Rather.
Nope.
No, it was. Oh, I can't remember his name. As the guy at the end who gave his
2 cents.
You ever wanna? Did you ever wonder why?
Yeah, the old dude.
Anthony Rooney. Old,
Judges.
It was Rooney, was it Anthony?
I will accept that it is Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney, yeah.
Andy Rooney, okay. Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney or Andy Rudy?
No, I'm sorry. Andy Rooney.
Rooney. I just don't make you Rooney.
Question number 5.
I'll Rooney your face.
Holy Jesus. I'm going to get violent. Whoa. Jinx.
You owe me a soda.
I was throwing punches.
All right. Which of the following candies is most associated with the holiday known as
Christmas?
Christmas?
Did you say Christmas?
Yes, I did.
Steve.
Candy
canes.
Yeah.
Okay. That
I couldn't think of it.
I'm going. Like going what?
Really? It's the one looks like a J.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Oh my gosh.
Or the bottom of an umbrella.
Yeah.
Bottom of question number 6.
I really couldn't think of it.
I'm going, yeah, it's just funny sometimes how you just
speak.
Okay.
We were talking about Schindler's List. Obvious.
Yes. Okay.
We were talking about Schindler's List earlier.
Okay.
How many Jews did the real life Oscar Schindler save during the Holocaust?
Oh, wow.
Now,
you get bonus points if you can actually tell him what he had them do when he rescued them.
I don't remember.
Shoot. I feel like it was in the 200,000s.
Oh, that is, Amber, that is way too high.
100,000.
Is it too high? Is it
way
too
high?
20,000? I'm seeing a 2 for some reason.
There, there is a 2 in there.
Oh, gosh.
That helps.
200.
200? You know, give or take.
Give or take.
A couple dozen.
So that was
Steve,
way too high.
Steve.
Let's see.
1,022.
No, but Steve is definitely the closest.
Okay, higher, so
higher or lower?
You need to go higher, but not by a whole lot, but
what'd you
right
say?
On the edge.
What'd you say?
Said 1,000.
Watch Schindler's List again.
1,200?
1,022.
Sean, what was the last, what number did you just say right now?
200.
You are correct. 1,200.
Oh, wow.
1,200?
Hey. 1,200.
Steve was right there. Steve was on the money with that one.
Is she
listening to the show? I don't know.
Okay.
I can't see her.
We got her connected, and we had.
You can see her, so you can tell.
She's got headphones on, but she's. I don't know if she's listening to the show.
Didn't Steve say 1,200 something?
No, he said 1,022.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's a 222.
And he employed them in his factory by bribing Nazi officials.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Question number 7.
Good for him.
Okay. Very nice of him.
Yes.
Whew. Ooh. What term is used to describe a situation where a player makes a serve and the ball does not successfully land in his
Steve.
Or her opponent's service box?
Steve. Fault.
That is correct.
Nice. A little tennis action, huh?
Yeah. I played tennis in college.
Good for you.
High school, college.
Question number 8.
I should take you on. Kick your
I'm
ass.
I'm not the athlete I used to be.
Oh, and I am?
I'm just talking about myself.
Still kick your ass, though.
Who is the most successful UK solo artist in the United States?
Ooh.
UK artist. Music artist.
UK solo artist.
In the United States.
Sean.
Paul McCartney. Really?
Really.
Amber. Elton John?
That is correct.
Ah.
Elton. Sir Elton.
That was my next guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the crocodile rock.
Go ahead.
Oh, God, don't sing that song.
Oh, okay.
Saturday. It's Saturday. It was appropriate.
How many U.S. presidents have been elected for two terms?
Steve. 12.
Holy shit, yep.
Wow.
That is correct.
What? Well, Steve's been there since the beginning.
That's true.
I lived through it.
Shot in the dark there, damn.
Yeah.
Did you hear that big... As I pulled it out of my ass?
Yes, I... Oh, boy, did we.
Yeah. Pulling out question number 10. Out of my bum bum.
Is this the last question?
Yes.
Yeah. Yay!
Wow, what part of number 10 did you get? Okay. Yeah. What year... Did the first St. Patrick's Day parade take place in Russia?
Oh. Oh, that is...
Mother Russia.
Well, they would have to stop drinking first to put down the vodka in order to have the scotch, the whiskey. So I'm going to say...
It's
going to
float my liver.
3 weeks from yesterday. Damn it.
Steve.
That's not a year, by the way.
1990.
Steve is very, very close. Ooh, right on the edge.
Up or down?
Yeah, 80s, 90s.
Up.
It was after the wall went down.
All right, so we're looking at probably, what, 92 then?
Sean is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Good for him.
That would be it.
Who won? I don't care.
Neither do we. Hey, just to let you guys know, it's also National Do Something Nice for Your Neighbor Day.
Really?
Okay. Yes. So, if you have an elderly neighbor they have problems getting out shopping or anything like that during this whole thing, make sure you take care of them. That's very important, especially if they live alone.
Yeah.
So. Got to do that and take care of each other, guys. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
And me, Steve, before I say mine, I just want to thank Sean for being my neighbor and helping me go shopping, taking me when I need it. I love Sean dearly. And when he does things like this for me, I just realize just how great a guy he is. And how much I do love him for being my friend.
You're welcome, brother. Anytime.
I bring you coffee.
Okay, you can see me, Steve, on Facebook at Steve Silva, and Twitter is at SilvaLining69.
Ooh. And you can find me, Amber Ash McGeary, on the Facebooks and the Instagrams.
Steve, I pick you up and bring you coffee and sometimes donuts.
Yes, you do.
And sometimes I go like a whole month without,
But not everybody has to go outside and do a podcast. So you're a different category, just as important.
Hold on. Keep this in mind as well. I also bring you lovely edibles.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness. This is a contest.
It's turning into one.
What's happening?
I think Zach's feeling lonely is what it is.
I was born lonely.
Isn't that part of your producer job?
You know, where does it say edibles in there? I did this out of the goodness of my heart.
Just so you know, Zach, I love you too.
Was that so hard? Could have just said that. I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram. Well, yes, just like that. Zombie Mel Gibson. Just like that on Instagram. I said that twice. I'm redundant today.
Yes, you are.
I am.
Yes, you are.
What are you today?
Redundant.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my goodness.
And I am Sean Roberts, HC, on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Guys, go out, enjoy. For those of you here in Southern California, it's a beautiful day. For those on the East Coast, I think it's a little bit cooler over there. So try and bundle up and everything.
Don't forget to get on the. We posted some links for the Radio Hall of Fame for Mark and Brian. Don't forget to do that.
Absolutely. So make sure you guys take care of that and go and read the instructions on how to do that. And we will catch you guys next week.
Another reminder for you and Marilyn, put your pants on.
Absolutely. Take care of each other, guys. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.